Okie doke. So let's see, today's what, the 23rd of September, and we're going to do lesson number 177 called Making the Spine Flexible and Integrating It. Folk, I pushed the center button, right? I don't know, it's not light, it lit up, but then...
Yeah, it's good.
We're okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. So take a moment to lie on your backs this morning. Bring your awareness and your attention onto how you're making contact with the floor. How much of your spine is resting on the floor this morning? Where do you notice that your spine leaves the floor? Where does it make contact again? Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And just by bringing your feet up to standing, notice how that changes the part of your spine that was raised away from the floor. Now make sure that your feet and your legs are in a good standing position. So what that means is that they're fairly parallel or lined up where your hip joints are so that you can use your feet to press your feet into the floor, so that you can begin to lift your pelvis. So in the previous lesson, we did more of the clock movement of tilting the pelvis. And today we're going to work with actually lifting the pelvis. So you really need to have your feet in the right place so that you can actually lift the pelvis, which will allow the spine in between your shoulder blades to press more firmly into the floor. So each time that you lift your pelvis, you lift a little bit higher, so you eventually can bring weight all the way up to the cervical spine. And then you slowly lower yourself back down so that you can begin to sense your spine very much like a chain, lowering one vertebra at a time. And you'll begin to notice that there'll be areas where you may sense your spine chunked together, let's say, as if it's difficult to lower one vertebra at a time, that maybe two or three want to come down together. And just become aware of where that's occurring for you. Really good. Now this next time that you lift your pelvis up, hold it up in the air in a place where it's comfortable and notice where do you rest on your spine. Is it all the way up at the neck or is it somewhere in between the shoulder blades? Just discover for yourself where that comfortable spot is. And let it go and rest on your back for a moment. Go ahead and straighten your legs. As high as you need to lift your pelvis so that you can, you can lift your pelvis as high as you need to bring weight all the way up in between your neck. So for some people, they have to lift the pelvis very, very high. Other people can get there, but it's a good couple inches to answer your question. How high do you need to lift the pelvis? Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Have your elbows directed and folded towards the ceiling so that you create that hammock kind of feeling to support your head. Again, your hands are behind your head, not your neck. And in this position, begin to lift your head as if to look forward towards your knees or towards the space in between your knees. So not forward towards the ceiling, but as you lift your head, your chin folds into your chest and you direct your face and your eyes towards the space in between your knees. And see if you can begin to lift the upper vertebra in your cervical spine and the area in between your shoulder blades so that you bring weight into the middle of your spine. See, is it possible to get those shoulder blades up away from, that's it, from the floor? You're okay. You have a little bit of a restriction in the center of you, Linda. That's it. And observe, how are you breathing? So again, like all lessons, pay attention to your breath and your ability to breathe. And if you begin to notice any kind of interference, that means to take a moment to pause, check in why you stop breathing or hold your breath before you begin to do the movement again. Good. And take another moment to pause and rest on your back. Sense how your spine is now making contact with the floor. And what's changed just from these two movements? And bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands. Place them behind your head. Once again, lift your head. And this time, keep your head held up into the air. And now begin to lift your pelvis. So we've done a movement similar to this before. So that you begin to now rock through your spine. I always think of the back now as like the base of a rocking horse. So you lift up the two end points, and then you begin to rock in between them. So that means as you lift the pelvis higher, your head begins to lower, but it never fully comes all the way down to touching. And then as you lift your head higher, the pelvis lowers itself down, but never to the point that it's completely resting. So it takes a tremendous amount of organization and, in a way, strength with the abdominals to kind of hold yourself up and rock back and forth. But you're not contracting the abdominals. We've had that discussion before. So you're not mentally telling yourself to contract the abdominals. You feel that they're engaged because you need to lift up the head and the tail. Does that make sense? And like in every lesson, whenever you feel like you need to pause and rest and take a break, do so. And then come back to the movement again. Seeing if you can move along your spine, vertebra by vertebra. Very nice. And let it go and rest on your back. Now this time, roll over onto your side and you're going to come up onto your hands and your knees. Want to try? If one of your knees is hurting or is injured and you need to put something under your knees, you can. So you can roll up your towel if you need to. So you're on your hands and your knees, and very much just like when you are on your back, your knees need to be in a position that they're lined up with your hips. So that means if your knees are completely together, it's very difficult to balance. That's it. And allow your head to hang. So just let it hang down. No work. And in this position, begin to think of sucking in your abdominal area to lift your back up towards the ceiling. And the more that you do that, the more your head will hang down and your head and eyes should be looking in between the space in between your legs. Should be a nice gap in between your legs that your head hangs down and your eyes can look there. And you think of just the action of sucking in the stomach, not hanging the belly down yet. Just focus on drawing in the abdominal area. And you focus on your back and your spine becoming very wide and lifting up towards the ceiling. Good job, Linda. And then you just let it go to neutral, what we'll call neutral. You don't have to do a huge arch yet in your back. And then lift it up again. Let the head hang. Feel how the muscles in your neck elongate and stretch by widening the shoulder blades and expanding your back and your spine. Very nice. Now notice, are you able to lift all parts of your spine? Probably the most challenging areas towards the lower back and tailbone. Can you really lift that area high up towards the ceiling? As if you're making a very big arc up towards the ceiling with your back.
If you want to lift to make the big arc, can you tell when you kind of...
An arc this way.
Okay. Is it kind of
redundant? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They said lift your tailbone.
No. So exactly. So it's a feeling as if your tailbone would tuck under. And that's where your eyes are looking at the same time. And now begin to add the other direction, which is sinking your spine and lifting your head and your eyes up on the horizon. Your tail would then lift just like a dog that gets excited and lifts his tail and wags. They do.
Your head
lifts onto the horizon. So you look your eyes forward. That should be the horizon. That's it. Well, that's interesting. Just think about animals. When they go into the position of excitement, their back and spine is also in an extended position, which means that we're open, the chest is open. And whenever you see a dog like that, they cower, you know, they're afraid of you, how they pull their tail under. Same kind of fear cycle that we have. And just do it once or twice more, widening the spine, hanging the head, lift that spine towards the ceiling and then allow it to sink, letting the tail lift, head lift. Good. And now rest on your back again. Good job, Bev. Not too bad?
I'm out of shape.
So, Linda, this is a good way to get the babies to move around, too.
Poor babies probably wondering what the hell's going on.
No, they actually like it because it shifts them. You know, because their whole sense of gravity changes when you invert them. So it's really good if a baby's inside you breech,
right?
This is a really good way to get them to turn themselves around. because you just changed the sense of gravity. You put your butt up in the air, and they will turn. So it's a, it creates...
Do those two have any room in there to
do that? Sure they do. Do they have any room?
They do right now.
They're teeny tiny right now. So just feel now how your spine is resting on the floor. Are there parts of your spine that you're beginning to sense that feel as if perhaps they're becoming awakened? Now, Linda, you won't be able to do this one, but everybody else, roll over onto your stomach now. You can do it on your back. So do everything else. Just think of it on your back. And lengthen your arms straight up above you, slightly widened, and your feet slightly wide. That's it. And now in this position, begin to push your belly out into the floor and at the same time lift your hands and your head. So you actually do the opposite. So think of pressing your hands and your head into the floor and pushing your belly out. That's it, Linda. And then rest it. So for the rest of you, while you're on your stomach, the first thing that you do is you push the abdominal area out and into the floor, which facilitates the hands and the head lifting. That's it. So take your time with it. So is there a way that your head and your arms can lift simultaneously? Some of you are doing things now very erratic, which means it's challenging for you, so you're trying too hard. Just feel how your abdominal, use the power of your belly and the extensors in your back by pushing your belly forward out into the floor, and as you do so, you'll feel your arms and your head lightens. This is what babies do in the very beginning. This is how they begin to get the extensors in their back to fire and to start working. It's the extensors in your spine, the muscles along your spine, that allow your head and your arms to lift. Your head does not lift by neck muscles. Good. Now this time we're going to begin to do the opposite, which is you're going to draw in your stomach. And as you do so, your forehead will begin to press into the floor and even your palms. So as you suck in your stomach, which means that you'll lift your spine towards the ceiling, the top of your head will push into the floor and your palms. Now, Linda, this is where you would do the opposite. This would be lifting your head and your arms to let your back, that's it. So you just, that's it. So the rest of you, think of sucking your belly away from the floor. Lift that belly up, lift the back up, the whole back, so that your forehead and even the top of your head, so you start to fold your head under your chest as if you were going to look down at your navel. So that's it, Falk. So it means that you actually start to slide along your forehead on your stomach because you're thinking of directing your eyes to look down towards your navel, and your whole back in between your shoulder blades lifts. So take your head this way. That's it. Yeah, even more. Now you're just lifting your butt. Okay. Your butt is not where your belly is. So no. So do your head first. Push your head, lift in between the shoulder blades. That's it. That's your abdominal area. You're used to doing it all in your pelvis. And tuck this under even more. That's it. That's it, Danielle. That's the idea. There. So you're not doing anything with your pelvis. Those of you that are lifting your pelvis up, it's not right. And that tells you that you're used to doing everything from your pelvis, not your abdominal area. So start the movement from your head. Let your head slide along the floor so that your eyes look down towards your navel, and you'll feel the spine lift in between your shoulder blades, which will allow the belly to lift and suck in. Try less with your belly. Start with your head. That's it. And then just feel the abdominal suck in. There. Just allow the pelvis to just hang. That's it, Danielle. Much better. Beautiful, Susie. Great. Good job. Okay, pause. Why don't you just rest for a second on your stomach? Okay, now let's see if we can combine these two movements. Okay? So the first one was, just to remind you, was to lift the arms and head by protruding the abdominal area. So your abdomen starts or initiates the movement. Remember, there's always an initiation, and then there's the rest of yourself that carries it out. And then you do the opposite. As you think of sucking in your abdominal area, you slide and drag the top of your head on the floor, and you lift the spine in between the shoulder blades. That's it. Good, Linda. So you go that way, and then you push your hands and your head back into the floor and lift the back. Push your head even harder, Linda, so that even your neck lifts. That's it. That's it. That's the idea. There you go. Nice job. That's it, Falk. Go lower in between that spine like you just did. That was very good. Excellent. Very nice. And go ahead and roll onto your back and take a nice rest. Now you know why babies take so many naps when they're little. Imagine spending 20, 30 minutes doing that, right? And then they go into a snooze phase. It's a lot of work getting those extensors to work. Sense how you're resting on your back now. Leave it open a little bit, yeah. Now bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And this time you can keep your arms down along your side. And you're going to begin to think of pushing your abdominal area out really far to create a very big arch in the lower back. So you're not lifting the pelvis this time. You keep your pelvis down and you arch the back so that a mouse could crawl underneath. And continue to arch the back enough that the back of your head could begin to press into the floor, as if your eyes and face were going to look towards the back of the room. That's nice, Valentina. So press the back of the head into the floor at the same time as you arch your back, so that you make a bridge. Your sternum, your clavicles, your chest all lift up towards the ceiling, and then you come back to the starting position. So Linda, take your head back, just like you were doing with your legs long. Take your head back, press your head into the floor, let your neck, there you go. It's like doing a back bend without using your arms. Yes? And the more that you learn to feel comfortable pressing your head into the floor and feeling the power of your skull, the safer your neck will feel. So again, you're now using the extensors of your spine and your head to arch the spine, to bring the belly up towards the ceiling. Very good. Okay. And once again, take a moment to pause, lengthen your legs, and rest on your back. Roll over onto your hands and your knees again. And this time, you're going to put your hands down on the floor so your palms are up and your hands are interlaced. And you're going to place the top of your head into your hands. So your hands will be down on the floor, interlaced. Yep. So you can place the top of your head into your hands. The other way, Danielle. There. No. Open your hands. You're at the top of your head. Forehead, top of the head. That's it. Knees should be spread comfortably apart. And now in this position, begin to think of lifting your spine up towards the ceiling, rolling more onto the top of your head and even the back side of your head into your hands. So your eyes, once again, should be looking in between your knees as if you were looking towards the back of the room. Now, one of the things to be careful of or to become aware of is that you're not shoving your body forward. So that means you're not becoming longer. So your head doesn't move out away from your hands. But think of curling your head underneath you so that your spine is really lifting high up towards the ceiling. So that's why I suggested you start more with the top of your head almost being into your hands. So it really becomes the top to the back of the head that starts to go into the hands. So you feel this very long, big stretch in between the shoulder blades. No, it's not. It was only when we slid the hand under. Okay. But don't stretch out so much. So lift this up there and pull this back. Pull your arms more back. Elbows there, 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 there. Now think of lifting this up. Lift. There. Even more. That. There. And then let it go. Relax. But, yeah, but try not to sit back. See, try not to move like this. Think of moving up and then down and up and down. And that's it, Daniel. And then let this sink. There. That's it. Beautiful. And again, that's the idea. Very good. Very good, Linda. Good. This is a way of widening and opening the back. Very nice. And let it go. Come to resting on your back again.
Do this. Isn't the head, the head to come
Technically, no. You want to have the elbows down. Yeah, but it's okay what you were doing. Okay, and rest on your back. And again, take a moment to observe the contact you're making with the floor now. Now roll over onto your stomach once again. Arms are long above you. Your forehead is on the floor. And let's go back to this earlier movement where you drew in the abdomen so that you pushed your head into the floor as if to look down at your navel, your belly button. So you take the top of your head and your head should drag on the floor. That's it. And for some of you, again, you may need to start the movement with your head. Very good, Linda. And then feel the movement in the abdominal area. Can you feel how you're sucking in your chest and your ribs? So some of you get very confused between your abdominal area and your pelvis. Some of you want to control your abdominal area by moving the pelvis. So start with the head, but then challenge yourself to see once you can initiate the movement through your head, can you then learn to do it through your abdominal? So think of your abdominal starting more high up underneath the rib cage, and that you suck in from underneath. That's it, Valentina. You suck in from underneath the rib cage, which pulls the head under your eyes, look towards your navel. That's it, Bev. Very nice. Very good. And then the opposite of that is now to lift the head, lift the arms, and push your belly out. So again, go into doing the opposite. Your arms should be straight out in front of you. Go ahead, see if you can lift your arms, Falk. Why don't you alternate? Do one at a time. No, lift one. No. Lift one arm at a time.
I can't do this one.
No? Okay. Good, Danielle. And then go the other way. Pull in that abdominal area. That's it. Underneath those ribs. That's it, Valentina. Now you've got the idea. That's it, Susie. Good. And rest on your back again. Good job, Linda.
Is it more important, like when you're doing the, what do we just do? Is it more, if I put my arms like this, I can really go up?
Yeah.
But if I put them down straight, I can bend. So which is better? For the...
When you're on your stomach, you should have your arms long.
Even if you can barely get your head up. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, one more time. Come on to all fours again. Interlace your hands and put the palms up in front of your head so that you can rest the top of your head into your hands. And again, make sure that the distance between your knees and your elbows is not too far stretched out. In fact, make yourself a little more compact because that will help to facilitate lifting your spine up towards the ceiling. And begin to roll the top of your head into your hands. And some of you may even feel that the back of your head rolls out of your hands, that you draw in your stomach and lift the spine enough that it's almost like your head rolls out beyond your hands. So you really lift the spine in between the shoulder blades and the lower back, way up to the ceiling. The tail kind of tucks under. And then you sink. That's it. That's it, Valentina. So again, some of you, make yourself a little bit more compact. Linda, slide your elbows closer to your knees. Yeah, there you go. There. That's the idea. So the more compact you are, it prevents you from sliding forward, you know, and stretching out. Now it makes you lift up. That's it, Danielle. Very good. Now you guys have got the idea. Excellent. Good. Okay. And rest on your back. Notice how much you're breathing now, how large your inhalation and exhalation is now, too, from this lesson. Really promotes expansion and volume in the lungs and chest area. Now bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing like we did in the beginning. Interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. And begin by lifting your head first up into the air and holding it in the air, and then start to lift the pelvis and begin to rock along your spine. So that means you have both the pelvis and the head lifted. And what you do is you lift the pelvis higher, which lowers the head, lowers that area in between the shoulder blades and even the base of your cervical spine to press into the floor. And then as you lower the pelvis down, you lift the head higher, you lift the shoulder blades, so you're rocking along your spine. So perhaps now your spine feels lengthened. It's easier for you to have one continuous movement along your spine. That's it. And now see if you can do the movement a little faster. So let's say not quite so large. Meaning that just like a rocking horse, if a child was on a rocking horse and he got it to move faster, you would primarily move through the mid part of the back and you wouldn't quite get to the end points. So it means you keep the pelvis and the head up and you really rock through the mid and lower part of your back. That's it, Linda. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. So rest with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and begin to take a moment to check in with yourself, observing the kind of contact that you're now making with the floor. Do you have a different kind of awareness and sense of your spine now? Are parts of your spine resting on the floor that perhaps in the beginning of the lesson you were unable to sense or feel? How do you sense the shoulder blades now resting on the floor and your pelvis? how your legs line on the floor and your arms. And take another moment to observe your breath, your inhalation, your exhalation. Perhaps you can recall the four parts of the breathing. We did some lessons in the spring about the inhalation and then the pause, and then the exhalation and the pause. Notice the volume of your breath. Can you actually feel how you breathe into your back now? Okay, and taking your time, go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourself up to standing. And then take a moment in standing to observe how this lesson has affected you in standing. Notice how the weight is distributed onto your feet. What is your sense of yourself or your image of yourself, the front side of you and your back side? It's very different once you come up to standing compared to lying on the floor. Go ahead and walk around the room. Good. Okay, nice lesson. So we will see you next week.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.